Yeah, sure. We knew before the game that it was, of course, an important one because you can get 3 points, and against a direct opponent, of course, very important. We were looking for something. We had a plan also in our head, and with the commitment of everybody. And I speak about the staff, I speak about the player, I speak about the fans, of course. We did very well. So, of course, I'm pleased. Now, we must be realistic also. It's only the second step that we do in the right direction. But it's a step with big importance about the mental, about the sphere all around. I mean, not only the player, the squad, but also, yeah, for all the clubs. So, yeah, I'm very pleased with not only the result, but the way we get this result.
This is a Charlton side that has perhaps sort of struggled after suffering setbacks recently, perhaps conceding a goal, and obviously Rotherham equalised today, but the Addicts came back into it. Have you been working on sort of the mentality since the time that you've come here?
Yeah, of course, you can do nothing if you don't have this kind of belief, of will, of commitment, and yeah, we work on it, but not only with comments, with discussion, we work on it on the training at some point to try to emphasize some strength that we have individually and collectively, and we work on it. I'm pleased because today we score on set pieces, which is also the job of part of the staff. Goalkeeper did his job very well, which is also the job of the goalkeeper coach. So, I mean, each line on the field did a great job, and even the mentality on the bench, when you are player on the pitch and you feel that the one sitting on the bench push you to do something, that's the best commitment. But again, I enjoy today and tomorrow. We think about the future because still a lot of game to win. Or, and I don't want to pronounce the word, to lose.
Simon McKinnock is a player who struggled with confidence perhaps at times this season. 2 goals for him today, obviously thrown in with Tony Watt going off on loan. So a big day for him to try and take his chance, and he's taken it.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you don't see the same player with a little confidence, with trust, with the support of the team, of the staff. So he showed today why he was in Charlton. So hope that the next game will bring us the same player. But I'm sure that about the mentality, he has a good one.
Yeah, I mentioned, of course, there about Tony Watt going off on loan. You said in the press conference a couple of weeks ago that if Tony Watt had the right mentality, he'd be staying. Is this a sign that perhaps he wasn't in the right mentality to stay?
I don't speak. I don't use, I think, the right mentality. I just said, if I remember well, that I know the quality of Tony Watt and all the player, but the first thing is to will to do something for us and to stay with us and to compete with us. And it's what's not exactly the idea of Tony, so I cannot push him. I push players to give the best for China. I respect his decision, you know, with everybody. But behind me, I want really players who want to do the same and sharing the same idea.
In a similar vein, we haven't seen Ricardo Vaztey in the squad for the last couple of weeks. Can you explain where he is?
Oh, we'll see. We have 1 or 2 days before the end of transfer window, so we'll see. Just the same situation, let's say. So we'll see what happens.
I understand he's been linked with some Turkish clubs.
Yeah, maybe. You know, I'm just focused on the player, as I told you, really committed with the club. And I respect all the choice, you know. I arrive in a situation, I have just to manage this situation, so I don't want nothing wrong about the player, but that the situation, I understand both. I mean, the interest of everybody. But what I'm sure, that on the bench, on the pitch, and even at home, we need players who want the same that I want for Charlton.
With, obviously, Watt leaving and Vaztey potentially leaving, do you think that leaves you with enough strikers? Have you been speaking to Roland de Châtelet to try and persuade him to let you buy some more strikers or bring some in?
Yeah. Of course, that's reality. If Vaztey leaves, we are looking for another one because we don't have so much now. And most important is to try to do less mistake as possible with the transfer, which is not easy in this period. But we hope that the same on the pitch about the transfer to do the correct job.
Okay. It was reported during the week that Reece Oxford, the West Ham youngster, was due to come and join the Addicts, and then that fell through, and some places reported that you were the one who blocked that. Can you confirm if that was true?
I tried to make less mistakes as possible.
And then is there any reason why...
It's not about the quality of the player. It's just about I look to my squad, my team, and I try to know exactly what I need really. It's not about the quality of the player.